The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't move me at all. Tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the perfume from Spain. Yeah, I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me to riff. Thickly too, but I do get a kick. Holy
crap. Frank Sinatra right there. That's from Paris. Hey, that's Sinatra in Paris is the name of that album. One of the great albums the old man recorded. That came out in the 90s. Yes, in the 1990s, and they found it, and they said, wow, this is great. And critics deemed it a vital Sinatra recording, so you may want to check that out, Sinatra in Paris. Just with like a six-piece orchestra, he went out. He was upset. The old man was upset about Ava Gardner. And this is so history has it, rumor has it. And he just wanted to get out of the country and just kind of heal his wounds in his heart from Ava. And he went and he did a tour around the world with a like a six-piece, a sextet, which was interesting because he always had a big band. Or sometimes you go out with just a trio. But he had a sextet, which with a, I think it was an alto saxophone. And it was great. And he raised $1 million for children's charities around the world. Frank Sinatra did. Just a bit of history. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing this morning? 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. We can the debate. What the news? You know, we got a lot to talk about, and I'll get to some personal issues this morning. But the debates, the Democratic debates are today, tonight. And Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are at each other's throats. Everybody's starting to fight. You know, they're going after Joe Biden and Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, saying Bernie once said that a woman can't be elected president. Do you actually believe that? Bernie denies it. And here we go. Here we go. And they're all going after Donald Trump, and they're blaming Donald Trump for everything. And, you know, everybody's just got to stop. I'm so tired of it. I can't stand the yelling anymore. And this divisive rhetoric on both sides, actually, you know. Mostly the meanness comes out of the progressive socialists who are just, as we always tell you, they're anti-Semitic. I feel anti-American. That's what's happening from this progressive socialist wing of the Democratic Party. And then they will not credit Donald Trump for anything. And then when you say, yeah, I'm going to vote for the president, there's like this hate. You see it online. Everybody's got to relax. Just relax. We're all in this together. And no matter what happens, we will prevail through it all. And you have to just appreciate, I think you got to appreciate, you know, everything that the president has done in a positive way. And now you see Iran having, I think when the president took out Soleimani, I think that it emboldened people in Iran to go out and protest even more. And he could very well change the tenor in the feeling. And maybe is there going to be a regime change in Iran? Will the people be hurt because we have even more sanctions on them in Iran? Or do we just not worry about them and just stay home? And which is it's a point of discussion that we should be able to. We should be able to discuss civilly. People said to me yesterday, Joe, what are you doing? Geraldo Rivera, he doesn't, you know, he's against the president. If you go back and you podcast on AM 970, The Answer, the conversation I had with my longtime friend, Geraldo Rivera, who, by the way, is a great guy, and I spent 5 minutes of the interview explaining and setting up the interview, if you will. I'm learning how to do this on the radio. And Geraldo explaining his friendship with the citizen Trump, with the man Donald J. Trump, how he doesn't hate Donald Trump. He just disagrees with taking out General Soleimani, and he disagrees with about, you know, 20% of what the president. It's okay to have that discussion. I don't know that we have to yell at each other, maybe we do, but I just don't think so. And you could call and you could yell at me, okay? Is that better? 877-970-2999. So anyway, so we'll get into all of that today, and we welcome your phone calls. I was on Fox yesterday, and I had such a great time. I was talking with Sandra Smith on America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer. We're talking about naps. Is that funny? That was one of the topics they came up with. And we always talk about that, right? Debbie and I always talk about naps. Naps are good, man. I said, naps are good, right? So I said, we're talking about naps and how the only thing about naps, you can't look cool when you're taking a nap, especially when you wake up, you know, especially if your kid comes up to you, your grandkid comes up to you, daddy, and you go, and that sound. He's trying to do that little sound like that after you wake up in your nap. So we had fun there, and I had fun with Neil Cavuto as well, just chatting about Governor Murphy still trying to, you know, do a millionaire's tax in New Jersey so he could drive more people out of the great state of New Jersey. So we have Congressman Peter King on the show this morning, and Jen Kearns is with us. She's a great gal, Republican strategist. Mike Gallagher will join us. Anthony Pope will join us. Stacey McCormick will be with us from Retro Fitness. And then, you know, we were shocked in the Team Piscopo because we lost somebody yesterday. I tweeted out a picture. There was a great gal who used to help me out all the time. It was like, you know me, I'm a single, hardworking dad trying to do as best as I can, you know, making my own journey. I don't blame anybody. But, you know, I had three young kids, you know, and with me, you know, Joey had already gone into the workforce, you know, and then Charlie was with, her mom. But meantime, it was so tough. So I met Mo, big tall Mo. You remember Mo? I mean, you've heard me talk about her. And she goes, "Look, I'll help you. She would come out. She would straighten the house up, or she would help me out with business. I would say, "Mo, could you call so-and-so?" And she was local. She had three kids herself. Mo, right? And everybody loved Mo. And she would go on the cruise with us, the schmooze cruise with us. And she was, like, always there to help me out and help our kids out. And then if I needed a ride somewhere, she would just always be there. Somehow, Mo would always be there. And we'd have fun, and we'd laugh, and she'd be great. And then this was my panic time, Christmas time. Oh, Christmas time. We were talking to my boss, Jerry Crowley, yesterday. December is such a stressful month in many ways. As beautiful as it is with Christmas, I'm always worried. And Mo would always decorate the house, whether it was for Christmas, but even more so, if I was panicking and I'm on the road and it's a birthday, because every birthday is like a national holiday in my house for my kids. I mean, right? You do this? Do you do that? We've got to decorate. And Mo had a flair just to decorate it beautifully. Boom. She'd set the whole thing up. She'd put she'd decorate the kitchen and the living room and the balloons and everything. She always did that for my kids. Always could depend on her there. And then we got a call yesterday from Mo's husband, and he called her very upset, said she had passed away in the Bahamas. So all we know is, and I'm trying to get the facts now, she went to the Bahamas with some friends, and she had like a little something, and I hope she doesn't mind. I want to just respect the family. But she got up, she had like a seizure or something, and she fainted, and they revived her. And then later on in the day, she was around the pool, and they were just sitting around the pool, whatever, and she had another seizure. They could not revive her. And if you ever saw her, Mo was like, she was thin, she was in shape, you know. We don't know what happened. So it's one of those things. Then the first thing I said, we were talking yesterday, you know, you always hear all those people dying over in the Bahamas, because I said, did she go in the mini bar or something? I didn't know what to think, you know. Did she drink something from the mini bar or something? So we're waiting to hear. But I just wanted to say on the air, with all my love, you know, condolences out to my pal Mo, a great gal. Just, you know what? A great gal, in every sense of the word. Everybody loved her, and to her family and to her children, may she rest in peace. It's just so tough because they become part of the family. Your workforce becomes part of the family. Beautiful girl, too. Beautiful girl. So condolences to Mo. So it's a tough morning in that regard. And everybody was shocked because she, you know what, Frankie? Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Thanks for your condolences.
Yeah, no,
Frank.
Good morning.
I know you love Mo, and you know what was she? If she wasn't, what was she? I don't think she's now. She's not going to want me. Rest her soul. Can I say her age? She was 45-ish.
Oh, she's like a young woman, yeah, and looked even younger. And you know, she and first of all, yeah, sorry. And I know you knew her and worked with her for a long time, and she was a real big part of your family, as I've heard you both describe. But through you, I got to know Mo pretty well, and we would socialize a great deal, especially a few years ago. And she was really so. It's almost you can't even believe that you talk about her in the past tense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
she was one of these people that literally would just light up room. She, a lot of people, if they're not on Twitter and haven't seen her photo, she looked a lot like Jenna Elfman, the actress Jenna Elfman. Mm-hmm. She was tall, she was statuesque. Yeah, I remember she accompanied me to some lame awards ceremony in Staten Island one time, and people would ask her, oh, are you a model, right?
Yeah,
and she'd say, no, I'm an assistant.
Yeah.
You know, so she looked like a model, and she really drew every eye on her, not only because she was beautiful, but because she had this incredible energy.
Yeah, she walked into a room. She walked into a room, right?
She really had such a passion for life. She seemed to really just love everything about life. She seemed to have boundless energy, always had time for her friends, for you, for her kids, and she's really going to be missed. I still can't even believe it. From the time that you spoke to me about this yesterday, it's really so surreal.
I wanted to call you. I wanted to call some of. I know you were close to Mo, and she was great. But when she walked into a room, she did. She always dressed like you go to the gym. She would have heels on, spike heels on, right? With some kind of designer dress on, right?
Remember she showed up at Dino and Harry's with you, and everyone, the whole room, like she walked in, and everyone was like, wow, this is this woman that Joe's with. I remember a time on the Schmooze Cruise.
Funny. Yeah, yeah.
We're
yeah.
on the top deck. It's beautiful out. It's sunny. We're sailing down, and her and Frank were engrossed in conversation, and Frank was smoking a cigar, and I think Mo might have been smoking a cigar. She might have taken a puff off
maybe
of your cigar or something like that.
Yeah.
I just, you know, she was a really, really nice woman.
But and then every guy there would always say, "Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?"
Right.
But and that she would always be like the buffer for if I was thinking of dating someone, I would always ask Mo for advice.
Smart.
Oh,
very
please.
Smart.
She would always be there going, Joey, what are you doing? What are you doing again? What are you doing this again? And all of that. But the thing is, when you're in a crunch and you're a single father and you have children, you panic. And she would always be there to help out in every regard. So
also very active in the PTA
at the school all the time. That's how I met her. I met her at the school. Our kids went to school together like that. And I feel for the kids.
I can't imagine.
Terrible.
Do you say? I mean, I'm going to go over, see the kids.
Then you tell me one of the kids graduating eighth grade.
One of the kids graduating eighth grade this year, and she's old, plays the saxophone. And you know, Mo always would take. We see each other at the school line and everything like that. The whole school will be rocked because of that.
Yeah.
You know, so and we still don't know what it is. That's what's a little upsetting too. You don't know what happened. What exactly happened? You want to know exactly what happened?
Sure. It wasn't as if she was sick or anything like that.
No, that's it. And you know, she always kept herself in spectacular shape. You know, she did. And then so now and then when it's in another country, when she's in the Bahamas, but still. You know, they got to get her back. So, and then how much should you intrude, Frankie? You know, like because you know you were just a former employer.
She was a friend to you.
Yeah.
She was a confidant. That's
call the husband
tough.
And see what I can do. Mo, rest in peace. We're thinking about you, and I know you're looking down. And we could use another angel on our shoulder, Frankie Five Burrows, right?
Yeah, she always dressed like a sort of a devilish angel. She was usually in white, but it was a very provocative
one. Yeah, you're a great Mo. We'll miss Mo. 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, I see the phone calls, which I'll be going to the phone calls in a moment when we come back. Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you on the road. Deb, thanks for your condolences, too. I know you were... quite surprised, and a lot of our group, our little family here, very, very surprised. It just happened out of nowhere. Debbie, I was in my office,
and I
never answered my office phone because I just, calls are always on the cell phone. So my phone rang in the office yesterday afternoon, And I picked it up, and then it was Moe's husband. And he and his voice was shaking, and he told me what happened. I went, are you kidding me? How does that happen? Yeah, very unexpected.
Wow, so, and especially in the Bahamas. I saw a post she had, I think, from Friday. It was at the ocean and, you know, the Bahamas.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, wow, this is wonderful. And then I'll tell you, it's just unbelievable.
It's one of those things that happened. And then I had posted a picture from Fox, from the America's Newsroom, you know, at Fox.
Yes.
And she liked it. And then that was around the time. I think she died like about, had to be in within the hour. Yeah, I'm very so curious what happened, you know?
I know, especially you said she may have had some type of a seizure, and usually don't die from a seizure.
Yeah.
But something must have caused it or something.
Yeah.
Oh, so heartbreaking.
We'll look into it. We'll report back. But thanks. Wanted to just take this time in the morning. She's part of the family. I know you guys loved her, and she loved you guys.
What a classy,
matter of fact,
classy lady.
We were on the air, Frankie, just the other day, and I was saying, we're going through my injuries and all my surgeries. And then I said, what was it? There was the hernia. There was this. And then she texted me. Oh, and the appendix. She reminded
me. She remembered that.
She goes, don't forget your appendix. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. And as Mo would want, onward and forward. Always remembering Mo Mangione. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Debbie's looking out for you. And then we'll take some calls on AM 970 The Answer. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, Joe. So sorry about your loss. Let's go out to the Northern State Parkway westbound, right at the Meadowbrook. It's an accident here, Joe. Two lanes are blocked. Southern State West by the Wantagh. Watch for an accident there. That one's just being pushed over to the shoulder. Now, if you're heading to New Jersey Transit, Raritan Valley Line, moving okay, but do allow extra time getting to that Bound Brook station. Ongoing fire department activity in Bound Brook after Sunday's big fire in that area. New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north at 9. It's a disabled truck there getting up toward Edison. 80 West, ongoing investigation. Heading out toward exit 35 in Rockaway. Two lanes blocked, and the Cross Bronx heading west, right at Jerome Avenue, getting reports of an accident there as well. Tappan Zee Bridge speeds down to 35, and that's all due to some dense fog in the area. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Winnick Technologies USA, Inc. in Farmingdale, New York, seeks a database administrator to administer, test, and implement computer databases, applying knowledge of database management systems, coordinate changes to computer databases, plan, coordinate, and implement security measures to safeguard computer databases. Must have master's degree in computer science. Mail resume to Yutian Pan, that's Yutian Pan, 42 Central Avenue, Farmingdale, New York, 11735. Again, mail resume to Yutian Pan, 42 Central Avenue, Farmingdale, New York, 11735.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling. Not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire Infrared from BestHotGrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire Demo Program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 6:23 on AM970 The Answer. You know I'm very passionate about my health trying to stay in shape. Ah, fighting the age, baby. You know I am. That's why I'm so excited about my gym, Retro Fitness. Down there in Flemington, New Jersey. So you always hear these things. I see on the a lot of the weight loss companies. They go, you know, buy one, get one free. No, we got at Retro, I'm proud to tell you, buy one, give one. How about that? Buy one, give one. This is, you buy one, then you give away a membership for 12 months. And the person you give it to doesn't have to pay for a year. And that person that you give, here, I bought one. Here, here's your membership to Retro Fitness. You can go to any club around the country, any Retro Fitness around the country. And we want you to go to Flemington, New Jersey, though. That's where we are, down there in Flemington, New Jersey, down in Retro Fitness. So I love that this has no gimmicks, no strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. If you buy an annual membership, you give a one-year membership away for free at Retro Fitness. This is, I'm telling you, great gym. But if you go down to Flemington, I'm so proud of the gym down there. I got to give Stacy, my business partner, all the credit for that. She put together, and I'm a gym rat. We went in, we fixed it up, we fogged it with Durasan. So it's I will tell you this: we got the cleanest gym anywhere. When you walk in, you do not smell like a gym. It is so much fun to go with down there because it's got aerobics, it's got the heavyweights, the big boys come down there. Give Stacy a call, please, at Retro Fitness, 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. Buy one, give one. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding ding, ring-a-ding ding, ring-a-ding ding.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
A little Jimmy, to get us started this morning at 6:25 on AM 970 The Answer. Song. Bob Dylan wrote this song, All Along the Watchtower. Jimi Hendrix with Piscopo on the radio.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
So my Mikey, always just enamored by Jimi Hendrix. I said, just follow the man, not the life that, you know, the fast life that he had. But he now, Michael, has now kind of veered over to Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's really just enamored of Stevie Ray, which I love, you know. And he absolutely, my son, duplicates those Stevie Ray licks. So there's some great guitar players. Now, Philip Sace. Oh, yeah, would you check out Philip Sace's new song, please? It's great. Spirit, it's called.
Yeah, you can't get onto his website, though, because it's the only thing that's on there.
You
every
can't,
time I
you
go
can't
to click
download
on that,
it?
No, no, no. Like, the song immediately starts playing,
yeah.
But I can't go into his website. It won't let
me. I'll play it off my phone.
So, I'll get it.
Okay.
Get it.
But then why the no all of a sudden? See, you know,
I didn't
am
say
I right?
No.
Oh,
I didn't.
I asked, could you get Philip Sace's
excuse
new
me.
Song?
Was Philip he Sace? Listening? Was he listening when I
well,
said what
I
said?
I know,
said?
But it sounded like a no. First,
it's
sounded,
not a no.
The tone was negative, and there's an explanation. If, you know, if I were in your position and you could play it, the thing that I would think that you'd say is just, yeah,
hey,
sure.
Hey.
See, now I'm not going to play it right now. I'll play it when I want to. I got it. I understood it. I understood what he wanted.
No, but if I ask you a question.
No, it's all right.
Honestly, if I ask you a question.
No.
Hey, are you free for lunch? Are you free for lunch
no.
tomorrow?
No.
You know, there's yes.
No.
And then there's, well,
no.
I have to take my daughter's surfing lessons. Then
no.
I have to go to work. What? And then I have no. to, you know. You
what
know,
did you, you say the other day? You said no. something out. Yesterday it was during a break. And he went and said, I don't think so. And then, of course, he always relents. He always relents.
No.
It's just a no. It first, so I'll get it on my phone if you can't get it, if you can't find Philip.
But I didn't say I couldn't get it. I just said the song comes up and then you can't get into the guy's website. Hmm. It just plays constantly. I never said I wasn't going to play it.
I mean, so
no, I never said I wasn't going to play it.
Why the need for an explanation? That's the
whatever.
Right. There's yes.
Yeah.
And there's no.
Got
there's
it.
No.
Got it.
No.
Yeah. Got it. Yes, sir. Whatever
nope.
you say.
Nope.
Whatever you say.
Nope.
Big guy.
Like that guy that got you the chicken and rice that time in that hotel in Los Angeles.
I want to take that guy home. You are good, man. You remember that because here we are at the beautiful hotel. It was in Santa Barbara.
Oh, Santa Barbara.
Yeah, and I called up to room service, and I always like get plain, and they just go, well, I don't know. Hold on. Let me talk to you. And I got to talk to your
right.
supervisor.
They're all Alcatulos working in these hotels.
They always go, we can't do that. Well, There it is. Thank you. Thank you.
There you
That's
go.
A great song.
That's it.
So they would always, and wherever I go, can't do it. No, it's already pre-made. Everything. This one guy at the Santa Barbara, was it a Four Seasons? It was like a very nice hotel, wherever I was. I said, I want some. Yes. That's all he said. Yes. He said, yeah, before I even got out, I said, plain chicken. Yes. Plain chicken with nothing. Yes. He kept saying yes. Yes. With nothing on it. Yes. And then I pushed it, and I said, can I have the rice? Just rice? Yes. Yeah, and he was up in like 20 minutes, man. This, I want to take that guy home or just. That's what I'm hearing. So, Al, every time I ask you.
No.
Say no. Say yes. Say yes, Al.
Get used to disappointment in your life.
Oh, man. 629. Let me grab a couple calls. Just trying to keep the spirit. Keep the spirit alive. Let me go to Leonardo. I love that name. Leonardo calling from Jersey. Good morning, Leonardo. What is on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe Piscopo, the head of, you're the Candace Owens for Northern Italians, the Italo exit movement, and also it'll be perfect position for you to be the next governor of New Jersey,
man.
And I have to really thank you and my wife from the bottom of my heart, but before I forget, I express my condolences for the loss of your friend.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Leonardo. Appreciate that, buddy.
I listened to you the other morning, and I'm a techno idiot with this dumb phone I got, but I managed to get two tickets for my wife and I down on the 28th, and she's so excited and looking forward to the Trump rally. So I wanted to thank you for that information the other morning.
Yeah, great. Leonardo, thanks for calling, man. God bless you, and appreciate it. Yeah. Donald Trump down in Wildwood, New Jersey. That is going to be one of the most. It's not pro Trump. Oh, they're so pro Trump. Just stop. This is like a rock star when Donald Trump goes out on the road. And I'm telling you something. In Wildwood, forget about it. It's going to be off the charts. I don't know that I'm going to go, but do you buy tickets, Frank? I don't even know.
I think they're free.
Yeah, you can get
them
like that.
You just have to register.
Yeah, but I'm telling everybody's excited. Who said? Who's the first person to say? They're listening in the White House. Because I said, you know, someone should just back the president and do a rally in New Jersey. Jeff Andrew switches parties. From the Democratic Party to Republican Party, and he's down doing the rally. Mr. President, would you come to Jersey? Yes. What do you think they're doing? Then on the radio, I said just a couple of days ago, I said so after the president takes out Soleimani, I said what is he going to do? Is he going to call Adam Schiff and ask? Because the Democrats got mad they weren't really consulted. So and what are you going to do? Excuse me. You got the CIA saying we got him. He's in our sights right now. You got to make the decision now, Mr. President. Soleimani, we got him. We got the Hellfire missiles. He's locked and we are loaded, sir. And they say, let me call Adam Schiff up. I say that on the radio. Did you see the president? Did you see the president when he did a speech?
Right. Yeah.
He said the exact same thing. Someone's listening to the show. I mean, he said the exact same thing. And I'm just saying, is it a coincidence? I don't think so. I think someone's listening. Don't you think so? You're listening?
Absolutely.
He said the exact same thing. I'm going, and he goes, what am I supposed to call? Pencil neck? Of course, the president was funnier, and it was funny. Because really, what is he supposed to do? Consult with these people? Nancy Pelosi? Oh, it doesn't stop. Let me go to Joe. I was born in this town. Passaic, New Jersey, baby. 6:32 before we break. Joe, good morning. What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, quick thing, Joe. When you describe all your friends that you know and when you talk about them, you feel like you actually know the people. I actually feel like I know them all. So my condolences. I pray for her and her husband and her family. Peace be with them.
Thank you.
The reason I called yesterday, you had a guy on Nance, and he was talking about identifying airplanes. I was in Army Avionics back in 1970 in Thailand, and they had a piece of equipment called the transponder, IFF, which means identify friend or foe.
Yes.
And what it did, it was on the airplanes, and if something approached airspace that it wasn't recognized, it would send out a signal. And that a piece of equipment would identify back with a code, and if it was friend or foe. If it didn't respond, they assumed it was a foe, and appropriate action was taken. I'm sure in 50 years, the technology on that has blossomed greatly.
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, you're absolutely
right. I don't know why Mr. Nance didn't know about that or didn't mention it.
You know, he did not mention
it.
Yeah, go ahead,
and
Joe.
The third thing is another quick thing about the scar on your head. Another thing we used to do in the military, we used to use egg white. If you got a very bad wound, if you start putting egg white on it every day, the chances of getting a scar was reduced greatly. Now, I don't know how long since that happened to you, but, you know, it's still probably worth a shot. It's really
nasty. No.
You just whip it up.
Thank
put
you.
Put it on the scar, and it reduces it.
Great. Thanks for your service, too, Joe. And thanks for calling from Passaic, New Jersey, 633. I can't even see George. Thank you, George. And Yuri is here. Mert is here. Kara's here. We have a great team. And we're broadcasting. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. And I'm looking. No, I can't even see it, George. I covered it up pretty good. There's no. I got to tell you something. By the grace of God, there's no scar. The stitches are out. I took the steri strips fell off. You know, they put those on. And then I looked at my head, And it's like, with my face, a scar can only help, I say. So it's not so, but I kept the Band-Aid on because I put the Baxitracin on because it's an antibiotic. I sprayed some Durasan on it to make sure that it was nice and clean. And now maybe I'll do, now I'm doing egg whites, sure. But silicone. Can someone tell me about silicone? That nice gal at makeup over at Fox told me you should put silicone on. What is silicone on? I thought silicone was...
I mean, you could do any number of things with it, but when you were at Fox...
How do you find silicone?
I don't know. Well, when you were at Fox yesterday, was this makeup person there?
No, because that's, I was concerned that I went on with Sandra Smith, who I absolutely adore, and Bill Hemmer. Bill's great. What a great guy. And Judge Napolitano, oh my gosh, I know. He's my friend, but he was over there, and we had a great time. The girl, the silicone girl wasn't there. So now I don't know. So I call my doctor. Do I go with Duane Reade? Do you have silicone? Can you get silicone?
It can't hurt to ask, right?
Somebody's probably selling it on the corner. Hey, silicone.
You can buy anything.
Get some weed. Get some smack. Get some silicone. I don't know. I may have to go on the corner. Al's upset already. We love to irritate Al. Let me go to Tom real quick. Tom, we got a couple seconds. We love you. Yeah, go ahead, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to know, did you see the movie yet with Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
I did not. I want to see that movie. It sounds great.
Let me tell you, whoever the best supporting actor was, I don't know how that guy, was he even mentioned? The man was unbelievable.
Tom?
He should win the best supporting actor.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
God love you all.
Thanks, Tom.
You and the crew, everybody else. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you, too. Tom Hanks did get nominated for best actor.
Yeah, in the lead acting category.
The lead acting category.
Was it lead? I thought it was best supporting.
No, I thought it was lead. We'll check that out. Yeah, absolutely. Hanks is a treasure. I think so. And the Academy Awards came out. The Academy Award nominations came out.
This is his first as a supporting actor.
Oh, supporting.
It's all supporting right. actor. Very good, yes. Al. That's right. Is that his first?
No.
Who was in the lead?
Matthew Rhys, I believe, is the lead actor.
All right. Hey, Piscopo in the morning, 636-877-970-2999. We will continue on. You know, life goes on. Yeah, unfortunately, good, better, different, onward and forward. And we will try to take the high road as we travel this journey through life. Frankie is here, and we got the whole team here. And you're always welcome to call and join in on the soiree. Congressman Peter King will join us this morning as well. But first, we'll go to Big Al Gattulo.
No.
Sorry, can't go to Al. Got to know. Big No Gattulo. No Gattulo.
No.
Right there. And he's got the news live and local.
No.
On AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 637. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York State Attorney General Letitia James launching an investigation into the NYPD for possible instances of racial bias in the subway system. On Monday, she announced the investigation will specifically focus on the department's fair enforcement practices, pointing to new data that shows black and Hispanic riders account for the majority of fare-related summonses and arrests. James added that her office won't hesitate to take legal action if groups of New Yorkers have been unfairly targeted because of their skin color. This comes as the MTA plans to hire 500 additional police officers to patrol the subways. The borough of Bound Brook still feeling the impact of the 7-alarm fire that destroyed a pair of apartment buildings that were under construction. The Red Cross says it's helping 24 people who have been displaced by the Sunday night blaze that also spread to two houses and an electronics store before being brought under control. Affected residents can contact Somerset County Department of Social Services for temporary housing. A number of roads were closed yesterday, while municipal court is canceled today, as it was yesterday due to the fires. But the borough train station is expected to get back to normal service this morning. However, parking at the station will be limited as the investigation into the cause remains active there. In sports, first meeting of the season between the Rangers and Islanders. Blue Shirts come away with a 6-2 victory over the Islanders. LSU is king after beating Clemson 42-25 in the college football playoff national championship game in New Orleans. It's the first national title for LSU since 2007. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. You mentioned the problems over at the Bound Brook station do allow extra travel time if you're heading out to the Bound Brook station because of that fire from Sunday on that Raritan Valley line. You may see some delays there. Let's go over to the LIRR. We're seeing 10-minute delays, LIRR, with the track condition in one of the East River tunnels. Let's also see what's happening here over on Broadway. Broadway is still closed, 65th down through 62nd after yesterday's broken water main there. Bell Parkway westbound, that's moving slowly, getting out toward Lefferts Boulevard. Seeing delays on the Northern State Parkway west at the Meadowbrook. An accident just pushed off to the shoulder. shoulder. Southern State westbound out by the Bontall. That accident was cleared. 80 West, exit 35 in Rockaway. Two lanes blocked. It's an accident investigation. Garden State Parkway North at 144. Watch out for a problem there as well. And over at the Tappan Zee Bridge, speeds reduced because of the fog. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has great deals on everyday essentials you need. Right now, buy one, get one free on hundreds of select vitamins and supplements with card now through February 29th. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Balance of Nature. Did you try Balance of Nature? Here's the number, 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Balance of Nature, vegetarian capsule. It's natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Boom. That's all it is. I carry it with me. I'm religious as I take Balance of Nature. I'm going to hit up our sales guy, Frankie V, for some more Balance of Nature. I'm telling you what, I don't know. I can't say clinically, you know, this was a clinical study. Balance of Nature. All I know is we're all on Balance of Nature, Frankie and Al and Debbie and myself, on the morning show. And it gets you through. If you have sniffles, for example, you could take some more Balance of Nature, take more fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. And then it just seems to offset those little free radicals that are in your body trying to attack everything within your body. Balance of Nature is what they call antioxidants. You need antioxidants in your body to offset everything from a cold to cancer. And I'm telling you what it is. But I can't tell you clinically. All I know is it works for me. And that's why I tell you to try Balance of Nature. Just try it, because we got this great deal now. You get 35% off. This is a New Year's special for you. 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, this New Year's special will not last, so please call in now. It's 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751, or start here, please. You're going to love it. You got to try it. Balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
The greatest explorers used to rely on compasses and telescopes. Now they rely on Ford Copilot 360 technology with available intelligent adaptive cruise control with stop and go, lane centering, and speed sign recognition as they discover new worlds from available heated leather captain seats. The 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned and more intuitive than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, need to control the vehicle.
Imagine your cell phone is a voting booth. Every time you use your cell phone, you're voting for open borders, for gun confiscation, and for impeachment. That call to your mother just voted for abortion. Let that sink in. That is what you're doing when you spend money with the big mobile companies. Patriot Mobile is America's only cell service that donates a portion of your monthly bill to organizations fighting for values you believe in the right to bear arms, the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and our vets. Right now, switch to Patriot Mobile and get a free month when you open a new line of service. That's right, get a free month of service. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one and get reliable nationwide service. Visit patriotmobile.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, or call 877-367-7524. Again, patriotmobile.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, or 877-367-7524. Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom with every call you make.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
You're right. Big Fry, I'm getting consigliere advice from Frankie Five Boroughs about Italy.
Which is never a good
No, that was good advice. Thank you. About it. We're all going together. This is a family trip, and we want you to go with us. However, my family member listening, we've only got a couple more days because we have to cut this off. We sold so many tickets. It's so great. We are virtually sold out, and we squeezed it to January 16th, okay? Because I know people, you decide late, the holidays are over. Now is the time to call Janice at Perillo. You can call Janice or Diana and all the good folks at Perillo right now. They're standing by for you and say, look, I want to fly to Italy with Joe and Steve Perillo, and I want to see Joe Young going to be performing. We're going to be in Rome, Easter in Rome, Good Friday in Rome, a mass in Rome. So proud. You know what? I'm just proud that we could go, you know, as those of us who celebrate Easter, and sell it. We could do it in Rome, and then we're going to go to the Tuscan countryside, and we're going to go to Siena. I cannot wait to go to Siena. I've been there once before, 20 years ago. One of the most beautiful cities you will ever see, Cinque Terre. We're gonna stop in the Tuscan countryside after Rome, and I want you to go with us. And I don't want to hear, because it hurts people, I tried to get on the trip. You were sold out, Joe. I wanted to go. This is it. But we only got to January 16th. So you got to call, okay? Here's the number. It's 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515. Janice, standing by. Just call. Just give a call. You check out Janice. Tell me about the Perillo Piscopo Tour Easter in Rome. Would love to see you there. 800-431-1515. Or you could always check out, please, perillotours.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central. Tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Is James Rosen on count? It's a, oh, sorry. I hear it. No. Okay?
No. Desmond Barrow in the marketplace. Molly is the singer in a band. Desmond says to Molly, can I like your place? And Molly says this as she takes him by the hand. Oh, bloody.
You know, I was not a Beatle guy. But as I get older, I was not a Beatle guy. I was a Dave Clark 5 guy, Animals. I like a little raw, Stones, you know? That was more my style. I just like the more bluesy sound, the Paul Butterfield blues band, if I'm dating myself now. Certainly Jimi Hendrix, you know? But as I get older, and when you hear James, the great James Rosen break it down, the Beatles were spectacular. Frankie, as a young guy, you listen to the Beatles?
Yeah, I'm a Beatles fan.
Not a full commitment.
I don't get crazy to the Beatles.
No. Okay.
Yes, I was a Beatles fan. Still am.
But you listen to the Beatles?
Yeah, then? Yeah. I like a lot of the Beatles. I like the stuff they did after the Beatles as well, with Paul McCartney and Wings. Mm. That was my wedding song, as you'll recall. And
you're right.
Ringo Starr and the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah, always fun.
Harrison. I like the Beatles. What's not to like? It's great music.
Yeah, just I don't know how I missed it. And I remember being, and this is how old I am, a 647 right now. I would just be watching Ed Sullivan, and the Beatles came on, and I remember people screaming, and my sister Carol was so excited. I'm going like, okay. When the Dave Clark 5 came on, that's where I went, now this is cool. I think, and believe me, there's a lot of news to get into. We're a little upset today. We lost a friend, so forgive the diversion here. But when I watched the Dave Clark 5, when they had, if you look, they had like what looked like a doctor's surgical outfit, the high collar, white, with suit jackets on, but the collars were high, almost like a priest-like, boots with those cool, they look so cool. Plus the configuration of the band, even in eighth grade, I could say, look at, they had Rick Huxley on bass, but then they had Mike Smith on the Vox keyboard, and then they had Denny Paxton on saxophone. They put a saxophone. It was almost like a, and I think that Bruce Springsteen, as a kid, because we're virtually the same age, he's got me by a few years, he watched the Dave Clark 5 and said, great, I'll put a sax in, I'll put a keyboard in. I think that was an influence. Eric Burden as well.
I wouldn't surprise
you. On the E Street Band.
But you liked the heavier stuff back in the 60s, as opposed to the Beatles were a pop band.
Yeah,
that, you know,
yeah, maybe,
appealed
maybe,
to the girls.
Maybe. Well, but Dave Clark 5 were also, I think I liked the configuration of the keyboard.
But Dave Clark 5 stuff is a lot heavier than what the Beatles did in the very beginning.
I thought it had more soul to it. Yeah, I really do. Let me grab this phone call to 648. Glenn. Hey, Glenn, welcome to the show. Glenn, didn't you hang out with Jimmy?
Good morning. Good morning, Joe, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Glenn, stay with me a second. I know you called for a reason, but you hung out with Hendrix, am I right? Are you the guy that hung out with Hendrix?
Yeah. And Eric Burden didn't say a word, but was seated right next to us.
Wait, so walk me through this. Oh, and I'm going to play this later in the day when I pick up Michael at school. So you happened to go, which club were you at that you saw Hendrix at?
Well,
long time ago.
Steve Paul's Scene. Steve Paulsen. It was on West 46th Street, northwest corner, a basement type of club. You always had all the stars with it. You see, I an advertising company, jingle writing company, I was palling around with them for a while to get a job, but they took me there first and showed me their recording band, The Raven. Fabulous band. Wow. Never heard from them.
So what was this? This was like mid-60s, Glenn? Mid-60s?
1969.
Wow. So Hendrix was right there making it, and Eric Burdon was hanging around with Hendrix there?
Look at me. Not saying a word to anybody. He was just, Hendrix went up to jam with Johnny Winters on guitar. Hendrix played the bass. Buddy Miles, first time I saw him, comes up and plays the drums.
Oh my God.
And the piano player from Moby Grape.
Yeah.
And they did what was like a disco jam, and Hendrix is making love to his bass with his back to the audience.
Did you ever see – you didn't see Jimmy at Café Wah. Did you see Jimmy at Café Wah by chance?
No, but I probably saw him when I was in high school, and somebody took me out to the Ocean Club to see the Isley Brothers.
Oh, my gosh. Another good man, you got to write a book. Did you call for a reason? We got to go. We really don't have time.
It's maybe politically dangerous. I don't like what the attorney general is doing.
Thank you. Trying to tie the hands of police. Wait, Glenn, God bless you, man.
Rock and roll
historian and right on the money, and we will address that. Thank you. Because Tish James, I tell you what, I'm a huge Tish James fan. Love her. She's so much fun. She's great. The fact that she's going after the NYPD before she takes care of the homeless problem, before she takes care of all the crime problem, she goes after the NYPD, and you have the audacity to say that they are racially profiling within the subway is inexcusable and wrong. Thank you, Glenn, for bringing it. Look at this guy. He goes see Jimi Hendrix, and then he brings up a great point like that. Well, you got the best listeners, Deb. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you. It's 651 on AM 970, The Answer, and Debbie's got traffic for you. And thank you, Debbie, for that. Always appreciate it, my dear.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go out to the Palisades Parkway, heading south exit 12. It's an accident on the shoulder. Foggy conditions throughout the Hudson Valley. Speeds reduced over at the Tappan Zee Bridge, Newburgh Beacon Bridge, Mid-Hudson Bridge, all the way up to the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge. Let's see what else is happening out here this morning, Joe. Inbound GWB, that's 20 minutes. And if you're heading to the Lincoln 25, Holland about 25 as well. Garden State Parkway North at 144, collision 80 West, accident investigation still out here by exit 35 over in Rockaway, serious overnight accident over there. And we're still seeing delays as you head to the Staten Island Expressway East, getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano Bridge upper level, getting into Brooklyn. It's an accident over there. And watch for slowdowns as you head over to Broadway, still closed in the 60s after yesterday's broken water main in that area. And over on the LIE West at South Oyster Bay Road, an accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Frank Moreno. It's officially resolution time, and the number one resolution is still weight loss, and I have the number one program for your weight loss journey. Dr. Melinda Keller, she helped me lose and keep off 30 pounds, and she'll do the same for you. You can be down 20 to 40 pounds in only 40 days, and the best part, you can keep the weight off. Finally, complete your resolution. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today, 718-234-6212, or visit her at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
The Senate trial is nearing. The Democrats want to get President Trump. You need the real facts from Newsmax TV. It's America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It just beat out Bloomberg TV. So tune in at 9 a.m. Eastern to see Steve Bannon's War Room and programs with Alan Dershowitz, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and more. Find Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, Spectrum, Optimum 102, Fios 615, UVerse 1220, Cox, and more. Just check your cable guide for Newsmax TV.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. The Citizens Bank Loan Officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
The day began with patches of low clouds and fog. Otherwise, it'll be a mostly cloudy day with a shower or two around this afternoon and this evening. Our high today, 48. Some clearing later tonight, though, 42. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and mild, high 54. Thursday will turn out very windy with times of sun and clouds. Winds will gust over 40 miles per hour at times, the high 47. AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
I love this. Philip Sace right here. Check this out. Here comes a parade. Fools on his way. Called Spirit. Listen to the hook, Al. This is great.
It's great or what?
That's Philip Sace, S-A-Y-C-E, the greatest guitar player of our time. That's the guy. And I know what I'm saying, because there's a lot of great guitar players out there. You can't, you cannot match.
I would disagree with that.
Yeah, I know, but you can't match the speed of Philip Sace. You can't. There's no one that touches him. And I think, and I say, and I know what I'm saying too, being a huge Stevie Ray Vaughan fan. Oh my God, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and being a huge Al DiMeola fan on the jazz front. That Philip, I think, is quicker than all of them. And you listen to him, and you watch him, and you check him out on Instagram. But that name of that song is Spirit. We want you to download Spirit from Philip Sace. Just an extraordinary talent, and one of the nicest guys in the world.
I would humbly suggest you check out Gary Clark Jr.
I did. Yep.
That cat can play.
Yeah. But he can't. Listen, I don't want to get into a debate now.
He's got some soul to that guitar. So
you can't touch Philip Sace, I'm telling you. Okay, I'm telling you. But what a surprise that Al's going to disagree with me.
I think Philip Sace is good. I don't know if I would say he's the greatest guitar player of the generation. Fast, Gary Clark Jr.
He is. Fastest guitar player, Philip Sace. Check it out. And no one touches him now. No one comes close to him now. I'm telling you. I saw him in person, too. You got to check it out. It's unbelievable. Jimi Hendrix was a big influence on Philip, as was Stevie Ray Vaughan. And this so is new. Hopefully he'll do a full album, which is great to see. Hey, when I took Mikey to see Philip Sace, Philip was so nice to him. Took him in under his wing,
that's very nice.
Showed him the guitar. They play these Fenders that look to us that look so beat up, but that's what everybody likes now. Those old beat up, worn. They'll sell them like that, you know.
What did Gary Clark Jr. do for Mikey?
No, he's a great talent. Don't get me wrong. Great talent. A lot of great talent. Hey, Joe on the radio, 6:58 right now. We're kind of a mourning my dear friend Mo. Mo, rest in peace. And I'm just going to take the high road and try to celebrate the life of my dear friend Mo. But it hurts, you know, when you lose an employee, you lose a friend like that. She was so, so helpful. Oh, please. how many she got me through so many tough times. So we miss Mo, but we are onward and forward, as Mo would have it, right? And Congressman Peter King is going to join us in the next hour. Anthony Pope is here. Stacey McCormick from Retro Fitness, which I'm proud to tell you. Mike Gallagher, Jen Kearns, and you always at 877-970-2999. I love when you call. I love that you're family as we gather around this kitchen table on AM 970, The Answer with Frank and Al and Debbie. And we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Staff members at the Brooklyn Botanical Garden say if a proposed building complex goes up nearby, it'll block sunlight to their vast gardens and potentially kill off flowers and vegetation. They've launched a campaign called Fight for Sunlight in their bid to stop the project. Developers want to build two 39-story towers. Brooklyn Botanical Garden staff say if the towers are built, the gardens would lose about 4 hours of sunlight a day.